May 10th, 1994. This will be an interview at Adler's Hardware Store on Wickenden Street in Providence. Okay.
We're going to get that in it.
Yeah,
see if we can get your voice a little bit.
Okay. Can we come over? You know what? Can I bring that stool over here, do you think? A little closer so we won't have to shout. Is it going?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. The original store, the original Adler's, was where?
Right here.
On Wickenden Street originally?
Sure.
Right here? I thought it was on Prairie Avenue. I don't know.
No relation.
No relation. Oh, okay. So this store was originally here.
Yeah.
And it was founded when?
1919.
By?
My father.
And your mother too, or just it was your father?
Father, yeah.
Okay. Did your mother participate from the beginning?
No.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
So in other words, she was at home?
Yeah.
With you?
Yeah.
Until
you, so when you have a bag,
went to school and said? Where best did you live?
Blackstone Street.
On Blackstone Street.
Yeah.
That was in South Providence. So that you didn't...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You didn't live near the store or over the store or anything else like that?
No.
How old was your mother? How old were you when your mother really started working in the store?
I was in my 20s.
You were in your 20s?
Yeah.
Oh, so all the time that you were younger, she was at home?
Yeah.
She didn't really participate until you were all out of the house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, Eleanor, did you have...
Well, you said it was the 20s, so they had I mean, in other words, if you lived on Blackstone Street in South Providence, they had cars in those days and everything to get here. And who is in your family? There's you.
My brother.
And Carl, is it?
Yes.
Just two. And had you ever done anything else but come into the business?
And you came in after school?
Yeah.
Did you work in the store while you were in high school at
all?
You did. But your mother never did?
No.
No. Uh-huh. It's interesting. We thought that she had been part of the business from the very beginning. No. But she was very active in many organizations from the beginning. How was she able to continue afterwards? Did she continue with the organizations?
Yeah, she did.
And where did you live after you lived on Blackstone Street?
We moved to Hampton, we live now.
Oh. And now, then there's your parents, you, and now your children are in, is that it? Uh-huh. Have you found that it's changed any? I mean, the area, the business.
Yes.
We can't settle on that part.
No. Mm-hmm. When did they open the downtown store? You had a store downtown.
After the war. I don't know what the day it was, but we opened the store and ran it for about 10, 12 years, and the freeway came along.
Mm-hmm.
They took the building.
So it was the freeway
that
came along.
Yeah.
So that would have been about, was it 1960?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, we're hopping.
And then you
we're
consolidated hopping. Everything
yeah.
right
yeah.
over
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Yeah, quite a bit. I think what is going to happen is that you'll probably start to see things come back
just open and I'm leaving to them. They don't get
points.
Yeah, after a while, I told you that I have your store. So we have a store on this part.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's interesting because I was telling Arnold you last night that there was a couple of
times. I was doing more of the Army Navy, so we moved the Army Navy this side.
reproduction Rude colonial
hardware over there.
And so that they had read about that book in Rhode Island Monthly, and
so that the hardware took over.
Yeah.
And also, and you, but you still kept a piece of the Army
sale
Navy
coming
store
up, and they came back.
Yeah.
They waited until after the sale started.
But
and
you so you do what I can see a big business in paint and paper hand.
Yes, and the preservation points were good towards a new membership
collection. Yes,
and they were saying that they're going to need to put another coat. They'll probably take from 10, 12 gallons, and they definitely would send in for that. And they were asking what PPS actually does. So, yeah, it was kind of the best
house. We sold it.
Good.
We sold it, yes.
Hope you made some money out of it.
We should finish cushion. Yeah, we sold it before the storm.
Oh, good.
So we had a winter of not worrying about snow removal or whether the roof has sprung a leak or any of the other things one worries about.
Is your husband still working?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
But we spend 3 months in Florida.
Yeah.
So when you're away 3 months and you had a winter like this one, you worry about
it. It was a pleasure to be away.
It was a pleasure. It was also a pleasure, as I say, not to have to worry about that big house, to see if, worry about if everything's all right and the snow is, anyway, so that's it. When your Irving said that your mother didn't come into the business until you were all out of the house. It was an empty nest, is that right?
Well, she came in when we went away to the Army, actually. So that was, say, 41, 42.
Mm-hmm. But the business...
She was alone, and my father was alone, and he was fairly busy here, so he needed help, so she came in.
But the business had already been in business for about 22 years. It was established.
Yes, in this spot since 1921.
Mm-hmm. Is this going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, in other words, she started... Can I move over here?
Yeah.
She started... as a part of the war effort, in a sense.
Actually, yeah, yeah. Before that, Irving worked here.
Uh-huh. But she didn't, did she ever come in even to help out on sale days or anything like that?
No,
never.
You mean before that?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
That's when she started, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very
well, she was an organization lady.
Yes, yes, she did. Was she able to continue with your organization?
Yeah, yeah, oh sure.
Well, I know about Pioneer Women, so you don't have to tell me that. But anything else that you want to tell us about?
Well, there used to be the South Province Ladies' Aid, which is long gone. She was active there. She was a president for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was also active in the Montefiore, which is also long gone.
Mm-hmm. And did she continue after she started working in the store?
Yeah, you know, she would go to meetings, I'm sure, when we weren't too busy here.
Mm-hmm.
You lived in South Province, right?
Yeah, we lived, I was born in my grandmother's house on Robinson Street. We lived at 75, they lived at 27.
Mm-hmm.
So, we lived there until I was about 10.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Blackstone Street, which is a block away.
Mm-hmm. And then... How long did you live on Blackstone?
Oh, I would think about 20 years.
Oh, you did live
then
a
we
long
moved
time.
To we moved to Cranston.
Was that after the war?
Yeah, right.
When Blackstone Street started to change.
Yeah, yeah.
If you need me, call me.
We always need you, Betty.
Isn't that hot water a fabulous place?
Yes, it is.
There is nothing better.
Yes, it is.
We've had my aunt for 13 years, so we have a little experience there. I mean, they are absolutely deluxe.
Yeah, they take very good care.
I've given your mother various times cookies from the Jewish bakery up on Hope Street, and I keep telling her it's kosher. Because
that's her one complaint or worry.
Yeah,
is if the food is kosher. Well, they do. They bring in kosher food for her.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yes.
From where?
From the community center. We don't need this on tape. That music, I don't know if that's going to... Okay. Now, when did you start working in the store?
I was 10.
And you were 10?
Yeah. Oh. 28.
Uh-huh. What did you do?
Well, I'd come in on Saturdays.
Come in closer because the music is...
I would come in on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And work, and those days we worked until 10.
Right from in after lunch on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
We stay here until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and Irving started working
about a year later.
About a year later. I see. So that actually, from that time on, you after school too, or no?
No,
just on
Saturdays.
Saturdays. Was the store open Sundays?
No.
No.
What was the normal hours of the store being open?
8 to 7 and 8 to 10 on Saturday.
So did your family ever have a chance to sit down together and eat?
Well, we never had supper together because my father never came home until about 7:30, sometimes 8.
Mm-hmm.
During the winter, we didn't use a car. So it was always a problem not getting him home. At that time, this area right here was a grocery store. And the fellow by the name of Jacobson ran it.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday night, he would give us a ride home.
Uh-huh. He lived in your neighborhood?
Yeah, he lived on Somerset Street.
When you first started the store, did you have a truck or a horse and wagon to do deliveries? Or?
No, we never got into deliveries. We didn't have hardware, we just had clothing.
Clothing. So things were delivered to you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How did your father get into the clothing business?
He was an engraver, a jewelry engraver.
Uh-huh.
And the jewelry business, you know, had ups and downs. And there was one time when there was no engraving to do, so his brother-in-law, Harry Cotlin, suggested that he go into the Army and Navy store because Harry had one then too. He was on South Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he got in with it. He opened up somewhere near the Marriott Hotel on Charles Street.
Uh-huh.
He stayed there about maybe a year, a year and a half, and didn't stay there too long, then went from there to Atwell's Avenue for another short period, and this was his third location.
I see. Okay. So in other words, you were near where the Scribners had their store too.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it was on Atwell's Avenue.
Uh-huh. And then it came over here.
Yeah. But he didn't like the area there. People were very hard to get along with.
Uh-huh.
You know, no matter what price you asked him, the price was too high. And so that's why he came here, actually.
So it was Bob's father who told you
told him
to come here.
And they were partners, actually, in that one store.
The one on
the Charles Street store.
On the Charles Street
store. Not the South Main.
Uh-huh. I ought to ask Bob how his father got into the loan business from the...
yeah.
That was quite a transition.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, did your family summer in Connecticut?
Yes.
When they had the store? I mean, did your father commute to...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, at that time, shortly afterwards, he bought a Ford.
Yes.
And I guess that was the only car he could buy then. And he would doing what they call a jitney.
Okay.
They would charge, I think he's had a nickel. They go, let's say, from where the outlet used to be to out Prairie Avenue, out Broad Street, out Elmwood Avenue, a nickel for each person, until the car was paid for.
That's a wonderful story.
So this was in the 20s, I take it.
Yeah, right.
And so for a nickel, he would drop them off along the way and say,
yeah,
he had enough.
Right.
Okay. But did he drive out to Connecticut every night?
Yeah, oh sure.
So he came there well after dark and left early in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
The men, every time I think of the men doing that, it's something.
The driving.
It was a long ride in those
days. I was just
going
to say, how long do you think it took him?
Oh, probably a half hour.
Well, that's not bad, a half hour.
Because you have to go from here out maybe Eddy Street or Broad Street.
Yeah.
And then out Warwick Avenue. It was a long ride.
I thought it was closer to an hour.
No, probably a half hour.
Uh-huh.
He did it every day, 6 days a week.
But your mother didn't come in those days.
No,
no.
Well, on Saturday night, we'd have to go to Willard Avenue. The shop. You know, we did that after 10 o'clock at night. The stores were open.
They'll open that late?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they'd be closed all day on Willard Avenue on Saturday.
That's right, too. That's right.
So they didn't
Except
open until dark.
Lightman's was open all the time. That was the only store that was open
really?
Constantly, yeah.
Did you go to a synagogue in the South Providence area?
Yeah, we went to the one on the Robinson Street.
Oh, Robinson Street.
Yes, the fancy one.
Yeah.
And then you must have gone to school in the area.
Yeah, I went to the Willard Avenue School first, and then the one on Somerset Street, then the one on Peace Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then at that time they opened up the junior high, Gilbert Stewart, on Princeton Ave.
You used to work every Saturday, so how? What about bar mitzvah and bar mitzvah lessons? I assume that...
Well, I never had a real form of them, but so I just went to the synagogue like on a Thursday morning, mm-hmm. and that was it.
Yeah.
It
wasn't a big deal.
Well, it wasn't a big deal for a lot of people at that time. They just took it as a matter of course. You got called to the Torah and they didn't get the big fancy
things. Well, at that time it was during the Depression and there was not much money around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any thoughts you want to share with us, or any remembrances of what the store was, what it was like to do business in the 20s and the 30s, besides tough?
Very tough. Almost impossible, really.
Yeah.
And how my father managed, I never could figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, as I said, he was an engraver, and occasionally he would go to some of the factories that he knew, and they would give him work, and he could work here. Mm-hmm. In here, while he was, waiting on trade, in between.
Mm-hmm.
And between one thing and another, he managed to keep going.
I would say so. So you started the hardware section
in 51.
In 51.
Yeah.
So that's the Johnny Come Lately of the business.
Yeah, up until then, we didn't own the building.
Uh-huh.
He rented for 30 years. And finally, in 51, he talked to people who were selling to him, selling the bit there. There was this, just this part, plus the part over there, and there was a house upstairs,
mm-hmm.
people living there. So we had an empty store, and at that time he thought it'd be a good idea to go into the hardware business because the place across the street was very busy.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it'd be a good business to go into. That's where the pizza place is.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, the hardware has grown tremendously, and the clothing is contracted, so it's much smaller.
Okay. Now, when we saw the pictures in that in the office, they were. I'm trying to get the evolution of the location.
Yeah.
There was. So they originally started out on what street?
Right here.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, in 1921, he opened up this place at 173, which is the place next door, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, uh-huh.
And before that, you had been on Charles?
First on Charles Street, somewhere near the Marriott.
And then on Atwell's.
And then on Atwell's.
Mm-hmm.
And then, nice. And when was the latest alterations in this place?
Well, about 2 months ago, they did this part that you see here. That's the, they opened up the wallpaper department. They're still working on it, that's why it's kind of messed up.
Yeah, is this going well, this part?
It seems to be, yeah, because it's still only a couple months old, so
yeah,
it's hard to tell.
Yeah, but it would be very...
But as of about 8 years ago, my son and Irving's son took over.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the full responsibility.
So now instead of 80 hours a week, you only work 70, right?
No, well, we don't work that much now. It's much easier.
When did Betty come into the business?
Betty came in, I would think, in the 70s. At that time, she was working part-time for an accountant who lived on Alumni Avenue, near Hope, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And he got sick and he passed away, and so she came in here as doing bookkeeping first, but then she's done many other things too.
Mm-hmm.
So you've evolved into what is it, three generations?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Since you didn't spend that much time in the business when you were in school, it didn't interfere with your growing up or your activities.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's strictly a Saturday job.
Was your father able to participate in many community organizations, or he'd be?
Not too many, no. He belonged to a group of people, Landslide.
Yeah, which one?
From Romania.
Do you remember
he came from Romania.
Yeah.
And they had various little places they would rent for a synagogue, you know, for the high holidays. Uh-huh. For instance, they used to go to the Talmud Torah on Hope on the Taylor Street.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chester Avenue.
And once I remember they rented a place on Willard Avenue upstairs over the laundry. You remember the laundry? Right near the Willard Avenue School.
Yeah.
I think someone by the name of Bazaar in the building.
Uh-huh.
So for Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't too bad on the Sunday because the laundry was closed. Monday they opened up and it was so noisy you couldn't hear anything. So they never went back there.
Well, Bazaar's, you know, had a dance hall, and they had, my mother and father-in-law were married in Bazaar's hall.
Right,
and
I'm sure it's that same place.
Yeah, and downstairs they had the steamship lines, because Robinson, the lawyer, his daughter gave us things from the steamship line, but they really sponsored a lot of people, you know, they'd loan them like the money to come over, bring over relatives, mm-hmm, and they pay back, and that's the area.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, but it was a very busy area in South Providence.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, a lot doing, but so your son's, does one live in Cranston or?
No, Irving's son lives off Hope Street, and my son lives in Barrington.
I see. So, but you people are still in that.
Yeah, we're still in Cranston.
Uh-huh.
They're pioneers.
Yeah. Been there over 40 years.
That's Cranston. A long time.
Okay. I am. Have to try and think if there's anything else. Well, we can always call.
We can always call if there's something else
you
want to
ask. Have a question, give us a call.
Fine. Okay. Why don't you handle this?
Oh, all right.
Okay. I'm a